Hey everybody, it's Derek from Small Bites Radio. If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debts, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? Well, National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean a portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all of your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-218-7170. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-218-7170. That's 800-218-7170. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-218-7170 today. Thanks for listening to Wildfire Radio, and hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to Small Bites with Glenn Gross and Derek Tim. We hope you're hungry.
Spaghetti you can eat with a spoon. Oh, SpaghettiOs.
Hit it.
Where's the beef?
Cookie.
He likes it.
Nothing for you. Nothing for you. Nothing for you.
Feed me more.
Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans, babe.
Guys, girls, cats, dogs, vegans, and non-vegans, thank you for joining us. This is Chef Chris.
And Chef Christina.
And this is Chetna from Spice Culture Blog. How are you?
And Derek and Glenn are on vacation, enjoying some time off. So we're taking the show vegan.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. And we're ready for our first call-in, and that is John Howard Fusco. And he's going to tell us what is going on in South Jersey.
Evening, guys. How are we all doing tonight?
Good.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, very good. Well, I've surrendered to the vegan overlord, so this week's food update is going to be more of a vegan and vegetarian slant.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to start with Courant Cider. This is a new cidery that opened this past week on Girard Avenue in Fishtown, because, of course, everything opens now in Fishtown. Philly Mag featured the opening menu. It not only has its own house ciders, but also features local beers, cocktails, wines, and has a hot dog menu. But on the hot dog menu, they do offer a vegetarian option with a gluten-free bun. So that's Courant Cider, just opening this past week. Recently, Eater Philly reported that Chef Matthew Kenny was bringing his Double Zero Vegan Pizzeria from New York to Philly. Look for an early 2019 opening for that pizzeria in a yet-to-be-disclosed location in Philly. So again, that's Double Zero coming from New York to Philadelphia. As you know, vegetables are finding their way more and more into cocktails. Grace Dickinson wrote an article this past week in Philly.com interviewing a number of beverage managers, including Daniel Miller from Veg Restaurant Group. And he talked about a drink that they're currently offering at Veg called Sailor Man, which obviously is an homage to Popeye. It's like a whiskey sour, and it contains a mixture of different greens. The drink will be available at Veg until early July. I'll have more articles to post later on tonight from this past week, including a marijuana advocate who's opening a restaurant joint, get it, restaurant joint, in Fishtown. I'll be posting that later on my blog, and I'll be sharing it on Twitter at Eating in S Jersey, hashtag always Small Bites Radio. So that's what we got this week, guys.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for getting it going vegan with us. Actually, Matthew Kenny, I tried to get him on the show tonight, but he couldn't, so I'm getting him maybe at another one. And Veg does have some pretty amazing drinks. They have a great drink lineup.
It's like
it is a great place, yeah.
It's like an adult spinach smoothie.
It's so good. But thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, guys. Take care now.
Take care.
So So I work with Daniel Miller at Veg, and their drinks are really good.
What kind of drinks are they? I've never been to Veg before, so this is new.
So everything at Veg is vegan.
Okay.
And even the drinks. So they do a lot of specialty cocktails, so it's really nice to go. Happy hour is the best time to go, really.
Okay.
Because you get, you know, drinks half price.
Different types of, that's pretty cool.
Specials and, you know, some menu items that aren't always on the menu.
Okay. Like that's one place I definitely want to check out. I've heard a lot of good things.
All the way from the West Coast, we have calling in is Herbivore Clothing Company. And hopefully it'll be Michelle that'll be calling in. She's co-founder. And as you can, well, you can't see, but I'm wearing my Herbivore apron, which is Eat Like You Give a Damn. Michelle does cooking demos. She also wrote a book called Eat Like You Give a Damn. And I was fortunate enough to be help her, one of her assistants at a conference. And here she comes.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Michelle.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? How's it out in the West Coast?
Oh, my gosh. It's 90 degrees in Portland and everybody's freaking out. We're not used to it out here, but it's finally summer, so it's all good.
Oh, great. Well, give us a little background about how you started Herbivore Clothing Company.
Yeah, you know, in 2002, my husband and I were both relatively new vegans and really just wanting to fly the flag and you know, proclaim to the world that we want everyone to be vegan. And of course, we're like, we need a t-shirt. So there wasn't a t-shirt out there that was anything that we wanted to wear. And so Josh is a designer and he designed a couple of shirts and we built a small little website and I knew how to sell stuff. And that was how we started. We didn't ever really realize that all these years later, 16 years later, we would have, you know, a thriving company and that veganism would be this huge thing. But we are so excited and happy about that now. And we, you know, I wear Herbivore clothing every single day now.
And so for us, we
can
go
on. We started.
And you have online store.
Yeah, we do. So we are based in Portland, Oregon, and we have a retail brick and mortar store in Portland. And we're in a little area that people call the vegan mini mall. And that it's you know, it's like a little vegan slice of heaven. It's us, Sweet Pea Baking Company, Food Fight Vegan Grocery, and a tattoo shop called Scapegoat. And so everything in our building is all vegan. And then we also are online at herbivoreclothing.com.
Oh, that's great. I know.
So we, yeah.
You'd be proud of Christina today because she's sitting here in studio with the apron on.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard when you were calling in. I wore the apron even though you can't see. We're not on TV.
Fashion icon.
I had to wear my it's pretty cool.
I can see you in my mind.
Eat Like You Give a Damn. We'll post it on Facebook, our picture. But
right on.
This is from your cookbook. Now, you also have a cookbook. Correct?
We do. So 2 years ago, we published a cookbook called Eat Like You Give a Damn, because that is the line that we kind of came up with. It's one of our first designs, and we still make it now. And that phrase just means, you know, it means so many things. It's talking about animals. It's talking about humans. It's talking about the environment. And eating like you give a damn is something that you can do, a very simple thing that everyone can choose, you know, three times a day or however often you eat, and mm-hmm. make the world a better place for yourself or for animals. So our book is just the book that we wish that we would have had when my husband went vegan, because he didn't know how to cook and he wanted to, you know, he didn't want to eat animals anymore, but he didn't really know what to do. And nowadays we are just inundated with so many awesome books that are all full color and websites and Instagram. But back then there wasn't anything like that. So we wanted to just create one book that somebody could have that would guide them through being vegan and provide food for, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner and dessert and be healthy, but also not be, you know, not lacking anything. You're never going to feel deprived with anything from our book. That's the whole idea.
And you have the beet burgers, right?
And it's...
Aren't
yes,
there beet burgers in there?
I think the beet burgers are probably our most popular recipe. And people that hate beets even love these burgers. And now I look back on it, I'm like, because I'm not a trained chef. I'm just a home cook and I love to cook. And if I meet you, I'm probably going to invite you over to my house and I'm going to cook for you. And I came up with that recipe, and it's just people that I respect so much love them. And even my dad loves them. And my dad is nowhere close to being plant-based or vegan. So it feels like a great success for me.
So Michelle, I have a question for you. So I'm learning a lot about vegan in general, and I think it tastes delicious. So do you see people who are not vegan being more open to trying new things since your book is pretty much showing people recipes and different ideas about how to make it tasty? Because I think a lot of people have that idea that it's not as flavorful as meat or, you know, a typical other dishes. So I guess how do you address that?
You know, what we try to remind everyone is that people eat vegan food all the time.
Right.
No matter what, fruits are vegan, vegetables are vegan, bread is vegan. You don't have to have meat all the time at every meal. And you know, I want the whole world to go vegan right away. Mm-hmm. But I'm also very realistic, and you know, I see the acceptance of vegetables and salads and just creative applications that people are mixing flavors from all over the world, and people are getting excited about vegetables because pretty much everything has already been done with meat, and people know that they need to be eating healthier. And if it tastes good and it's in Bon Appetit magazine or in a really cool store in a beautiful full color cookbook, why wouldn't you want to participate in that? You know, it looks good and it tastes good. So it just seems like a natural progression of things. And I think that we see things like, you know, kale being a very popular vegetable. And now we see it that with cauliflower. It's like, what is more unsexy than cauliflower? But everybody's eating cauliflower rice and making cauliflower pizza crust and making cheese sauces out of cauliflower. So it's a really amazing time to be vegetable focused.
And we're eating some kale salad.
Like everyone's into it.
We're eating kale salad in the studio. So actually, like we said in the intro, our host and co-host, some of them are on vacation. And so we actually took over the show and we veganized it for tonight. So everything and all our guests are all vegan tonight. And just to promote the healthier way. And so we brought in a kale salad. We also went to Wawa. I don't know if you have Wawa's out there. No, right? Not out in Portland.
Oh, I don't think so. No.
So they have a hoagie fest. So we stopped and got a vegan Wawa hoagie. So we're having that with a whole bunch of vegetables and a kale salad in studio.
And that just sounds perfect on a summer day.
Exactly. Probably not as warm as it is out in Portland, but...
That's cool, though. Well, it just went up to 91, so I'm gonna be grilling some corn tonight.
That sounds good.
Oh, nice!
You can FedEx some to us, all right?
Tell everyone. Also, tell us your Instagram because you post a lot of great things, and not only clothing but food on there as well.
We do. So our Instagram is at Herbivore Clothing. And we are also on Facebook, the Herbivore Clothing Company. And what we try to show everybody on our social media is just that this is our life. You know, this is what it looks like to be a vegan family, to be a vegan company. It's easy, it's fun, it's delicious, and you know, it's stylish. Like, we just added shoes to our store, our retail brick and mortar, and we don't sell them online, but I encourage everyone who is listening to get their trip to Portland scheduled because it's the best place to take a vegan vacation in the world, I think. So, you know, there's just all this great fashion and all these brands that are intentionally vegan and making beautiful shoes and bags out of anything but animal skin. And that's really pretty cool. So
it sounds pretty cool though. Definitely
high fashion. Yeah, it is. I mean, so we show all of that on our Instagram.
Yeah, I know. I follow it every day. There's something I want on it. And you also have the kindness stickers, which I love.
Oh, yes.
Your company's very big stickers on compassion and kindness.
Okay. That is absolutely true. Compassion is invincible is one of our most popular sayings, and we have it on stickers and buttons and magnets and on jars that you can put your smoothie in and on garments. And, you know, it's a positive way for us to show the world that, you know, just because we're saying, no, I don't want to eat that animal, I want to, you know, I want to live a cruelty-free life. It's like, it's not a judgment. It's just, we want to put more love out there. And that's what the world needs right now. And people are really responding to it, because how can you argue with someone who's saying, let's be kind, let's be nice, I don't want to hurt anything? You can't argue with that. There's, you know, it's, especially if you're not missing out, and it's delicious and fun.
I think people are seeing the benefits from a health perspective and just environmental perspective of being vegan. And I think that is a beautiful thing. And especially going back to the food, I'm learning a lot, and the food is delicious. And I think once people realize that you can go vegan without sacrificing any flavor or anything, I think that's a big bonus as well.
Yeah.
So I guess I just out of curiosity, what's one of the wildest, most, adventurous vegan dishes that you've made, either for yourself or your family?
Oh my gosh. The wildest. Well, you know, I just made something with some friends last weekend. That was, we kept talking about it. It was a group effort, and we all kept talking about this dinner, like the whole night and then the whole next day. And I love Middle Eastern food. And,
that's good, because you're talking to Indian girl over here.
Oh, okay. So,
let's talk food here.
Flavors. I mean, I love Indian food too, but like, I mean, I love, you know, tahini and the tomato and lemon and all these big, bright flavors. And when I ate meat, I loved it, you know, and that's okay. I don't feel ashamed admitting that. And I personally, you know, it's like, I didn't stop eating meat because I didn't like it. I stopped eating meat because I didn't like what it entailed. I didn't like how it got on my plate. So now we have these products like Beyond Meat, which is freaky when you haven't eaten meat in almost 20 years. But I made kefta. Are you familiar with what that is? It's like Middle Eastern meatballs, essentially.
Okay. Yep. Oh, kefta.
And kefta. And or people might say kofta.
Yeah, we call it kofta.
From, but
right. But it, yeah, same thing, kofta. Different name.
Oh,
it's good.
So I made it with Beyond Meat, and it was amazing. And then we had, you know, fresh pickled turnips, and we had tahini. We had kale with tahini sauce, and we had this Moroccan carrot salad to go with it. And it was all just really, you know, fresh and summery and beautiful. And it was grilled just like, you know, people do in the summer, but it was completely animal free. And you can actually see a picture of that on our Instagram, that whole meal.
I'm going to follow you right now.
I loved it. Yeah. So, check it out. And I just, you know.
What are some of the plans for Herbivore in the future? Is it another cookbook coming out?
You know, right now we just remodeled our store, and we to have shoes, which has been a year-long project to do that. So we're going to try to catch our breath, to be honest with you. Portland does get lots of visitors in the summer, so we're super busy being the vegan travel agents of everyone that comes into our store. We also have a guide to Portland on our website. If you wanted to check that out, but, so for us, we are just focusing on the store and on doing new designs for clothing and all the things that we make that are more welcoming and are, you know, all about compassion. We have something for everyone, but we're at this moment in the world where people are really embracing veganism, and it's not the dirty word that it used to be. And so we want to just keep growing that idea. And then we might do another cookbook someday, focus on my daughter's school lunches. We've done that over the years. If you look at the hashtag Ruby Birds Lunch, there are almost 500 lunches that I've posted for her and that I've made for her over the years. And she's at the end of middle school, but almost every lunch since kindergarten's on there. So that's another idea, because a lot of parents struggle with nutritious, simple, fun, interesting meals that their kids will eat. And I feel like that could be an area that we could really help people too.
No, that would be great.
We got to figure it out.
But before we wrap up, can you give us your websites, your social medias, how people can contact you, find you, and then don't forget Eat Like You Give a Damn cookbook.
Eat Like You Give a Damn is our book, and our website is herbivoreclothing.com, where you can find that book and tons of other awesome cruelty-free gear. We are on Instagram at Herbivore Clothing, and we are on Facebook at the Herbivore Clothing Company. So I'd love to hear from people. We respond to people when they message us. We know how people can feel alone out there if they don't have a vegan community where they are, but we're here for you. Be part of our family. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. And so now that we've got our clothing, now we have to find an event to go to. Where do you think we should go, Christina?
We're going to AC.
Oh, Atlantic City.
Get the jitney ready.
Yeah.
Road tripping it.
Uh-huh. Got to take the old AC Expressway.
It's backed up going to Philly right now. So. And online, do we have Kendra and Marissa?
Yes.
And they are from New Jersey Veg Fest and Sprout Everywhere events. Welcome to Small Bites. This is Chef Christina.
Thanks
we have Chef Christopher, and we have Chetna from CM Spice Blogger.
How are you?
So we are super excited to have you guys on. And the fact that you're bringing that you're coming to AC. So tell us a little bit about your company.
So we are Sprout Everywhere Events. We originally started out as just the New Jersey Veg Fest, and we still have that name, and that's the name that we really designate to really all our New Jersey events. But we started to get calls after doing these events for a little bit over a year or so. We started to get calls from organizations in other cities and other states asking us to bring our events to them, and our events are really about building the vegan community, and we really feel that it starts with all the small businesses, and it really starts with the vendors. So not only the small businesses, but the nonprofits and all the people that are out there at like doing kind of like the groundwork of making their city, state, or community more plant-based. So because we started to get these calls, we thought, well, we can't really bring the New Jersey Veg Fest to like Detroit, for example, which is one of the places that we're going to be next year. We decided to create Sprout Everywhere events, which is essentially what, you know, we intend to do.
Right.
And that kind of is the umbrella company of all the events that we do.
Right. But I also think like, that's like the overview, but what, most of our events are like, about, they're really like, kind of like vendor fairs, I would say. Like they're, you know, we have like, in Asbury Park, we have like 50 food vendors and, we just did one in Starland Bottom today that had like a bunch of food trucks outside. And we honestly started this because we live in New Jersey and we couldn't find anything to eat. And so it's just been like a year and a half of making these connections and realizing how many small businesses like are food-based and vegan, plant-based, and like bringing them all together so they can have a market and make those connections. It's really been pretty cool for us.
You really have made an awareness in New Jersey. We've been to some of your events, Chef Christopher and I, and such great turnout and so many different vendors selling so many different things.
Must be really rewarding.
That's really crazy. Yeah.
Do something that's promoting the community.
Yeah. The turnout has been about really pretty crazy. Me and Marissa started doing meetups in Morristown, and sometimes we'd get like one or two people, and the turnout of these things can be like a couple thousand at the low end and up to like 10,000 at the high end. It's amazing to us.
Yeah.
The demand
really cool
that's out there.
It's really cool to see it, you know, because like we're essentially putting together this event. I almost said party because it really is kind of like a party. Like we really try to create a really, really fun atmosphere for everybody. And then from there, it's like, okay, well, who's actually going to really come to this? You know, we can only get the word out so much, but it's been cool to see the turnouts to these. I think it's just a testament to the fact that New Jersey is ready. Like New Jersey is ready to have more plant-based options and to allow the businesses to grow that are plant-based. And people want these options. They want it to be available. So it's really cool to see.
I think a lot of people are just, and I think it's a good thing, just so many health concerns and health issues and so on that not that I'm saying meat is bad in general, but I think vegan is such an awesome option as well, because I think there's so many different dishes, so many different vendors, like you said, that could educate the consumer mm-hmm. to know how to eat healthy without sacrificing any flavor, or actually just have delicious ingredients. And I think that's really important for everybody to know, is that fresh is better.
And yeah, yeah.
And especially here in the Garden State, I mean, right. we have so right. much vegetables to us. But
yeah, I know. Yeah,
Kendra and Marissa, yeah, on July 14th, you're going to be at the Showboat in Atlantic City. Let's talk all about this event that's going on.
This is our biggest event we've taken on for sure. And so it actually starts on July 13th on Friday. We're having a food truck festival outside the Showboat, right on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, and we have. I think we have about 16 to 17 food trucks and vendors outside, and we have Cinnamon Snails going to be there. Pretty sure that's the first time they've been in Atlantic City. We have our newest vendor is Alternative Plate, which is a vegan food truck that's outside at Monmouth Medical Center during the week. They just opened up in the last couple months. And there's all these food trucks that are scattered around the state that have like vegan options, or they're vegan, and they're all coming together for this food truck festival. Then the next day, the 14th, we have a 5K and 10K boardwalk run that's connected to our vegan food festival on the boardwalk. And that's the first time we've ever done anything like that. Should be great. We have Scott Jurek is coming out. This is one of our speakers, and he's planning on running that. He's an ultra runner that ran the Appalachian Trail a couple years ago. And then later, our vegan food festival starts inside the Showboat Hotel on the, used to be a casino, and now it's an event space. And so on the former mm-hmm. casino floor, which is pretty gigantic, we're just going to fill it with vendors from around the state in New York and Pennsylvania, and just bring people out for a giant food festival inside the Showboat. We have live music. We have some people doing some live podcasts, and we're just really excited about having this party in like such an iconic place like Atlantic City. Like we feel like bringing, which it's kind of important to us to like do these festivals in places that people want to go and people recognize, like Asbury Park Convention Hall, or being on the boardwalk in Atlantic City seems like a pretty big deal to us. So we're really excited about it.
Oh, it is. It is. And everybody is really excited about it as well. And you also have a package where people can stay in AC as well.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to stay in the Showboat, which is right where everything is taking place, like on the 13th, as Kendra said, it's just going to be right outside the Showboat, like right off the boardwalk. And on the 14th, which is the Saturday, is inside. We have a room block. So, rooms in Atlantic City, especially at this time of year, can be really expensive. So we want to make this as affordable for people as we possibly can.
And then this way they can participate.
Anybody can just call up the Showboat and get in on the room block.
And then they can participate right. in all 3 days or the 2 nights.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like right. Like the ticket price is $10 for the whole weekend. So that gets you into the food truck festival and then the big event the next day.
And so how can right. people go on and buy the tickets? Where can they find you?
The best way to do is to go to njvegfest.com. Sprout Everywhere is still kind of new, so we're funneling everything through there. And all our New Jersey events are going to be, you know, identified as New Jersey Veg Fest in some way anyway. So if you go to njvegfest.com, you'll be able to purchase tickets there. It links you right up to Eventbrite.
Right.
And also on your
social. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to throw out there, so besides being a pretty awesome place, we have some really pretty great speakers that are added on to this. Like, our keynote speaker is RZA from Wu-Tang Clan for this, and that's a pretty big deal for us. And we're excited. I know he's done videos on how animal rights has affected his life, but I think this is the first time he's ever spoken about it to, like, a large audience. And so he's our keynote speaker. It's going to be late in the afternoon. We also have a panel on food justice that has Chef Brian Perry and Lauren Annales from the Food Empowerment Project and Erica Boyd, who owns a restaurant in Detroit called Detroit Vegan Soul. And I think it's a really good push to bring all these people into Atlantic City and see how we can like inspire people to change where we live here in New Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, that absolutely. Is a, that is a great lineup. Yeah. Can you give us your social media where everyone can find you, follow along? I know the vendor list is on the Facebook page. I know that, so people can go ahead and take a look at who's all going to be there.
I think Facebook on Facebook is New Jersey VentureFest, all spelled out, but every place else like Instagram and Twitter and wherever else is NJ VegFest.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And then after AC, I already saw that you're going to be back in 2019.
I know.
We've
already started booking vendors. We're going to start selling tickets the day after this event. And we really are excited to be, we're pretty confident it's going to be a pretty awesome event, and we can only make it better. We're already thinking of ways to make it better for next year.
Which is pretty exciting.
That is. Thank you so much, Kendra and Marissa, and we will see you on the 14th in AC.
Okay,
thanks
great.
Thanks for having us on.
Thanks.
Well, after a weekend in AC, you know what I need?
Kale salad.
Yeah, nice unprocessed food. And so tell us a little more. We have Chef AJ.
Chef AJ?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
We are so excited to have you on. We are sitting here gobbling up, I think we ate the whole pan almost, of kale salad. Oh, Hail to the Kale from your unprocessed book.
That's an awesome name. I love it.
That's one of my most popular recipes. I appreciate that. And I think the reason people like it so much is because I'm hitting every note that we have on our palate. We got the sweet from the dates. We got the salty from the tamari. We got the sour from the lime juice. We got bitter from the kale. And then we've got the ginger, you know, kind of makes the umami taste. And I think that's why people like it, because it kind of hits every note that you're used to on your tongue.
It's a great summer salad.
It's perfect for summer.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's fun because you get to massage it when you make it.
Yeah, we did. And then we also have a Wawa Hoagie from Wawa Hoagie Fest, all veggie on a whole wheat bread.
Nice.
To go with it.
It's perfect. Where I am, it's 100 degrees where I am, so that sounds great. Because nobody wants to really turn on the oven when it's this hot, you know?
No, it hasn't been so. We had some humid days here. So what are you cooking these days?
Oh, yeah, that's true. What am I cooking? Believe it or not, it's so hot where I live that I've been doing everything without the oven. I've been using my air fryer and my Instant Pot mainly. So anything that I can just throw in on top of the counter. So I do a lot of potatoes and sweet potatoes, fries, or just roasted in the air fryer. Delicious. Doesn't heat up the whole house. And then also whatever I can do in the Instant Pot, red lentil chili, black bean mushroom chili. Last night I made an orange jackfruit. I just love things that are easy, especially when it's hot.
Well, that sounds delicious. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you transitioned from your first career in comedy to being a healthy chef and food advocate?
Sure, but you know, I don't know if I actually transitioned, because I'm actually performing at the World Famous Improv in Hollywood on August 19th. So I'm kind of getting back into my comedy roots. I don't think you never really leave comedy once you've been bitten by that bug, quite honestly. But what really happened to me is I had a health scare in 2003. I was 43 years old. I had already been vegan for 26 years, but I was a junk food vegan eating basically just dessert, sugar, flour, oil, you know, dessert, candies, cakes, cookies, pies, and ice cream, and thinking they were healthy. And I got the beginning of colon cancer, and also my weight got up to almost 200. And so when that happened, I didn't want to have surgery, and they couldn't remove what they call these precancerous polyps and the routine colonoscopy. They wanted to do actual abdominal surgery. I said, because I'm really afraid of anesthesia. So on July 6, 2003, it was a Sunday, I checked into a place called the Optimum Health Institute in San Diego, and I learned it actually has a profound effect on our health, how we look, how we feel, what diseases we get, and what we can reverse. And then I actually ended up going to culinary school, not because I ever intended to be a chef, but because I just couldn't eat that diet. It was so austere. It was basically seeds, cheese, and sprouts. I mean, healing, of course, it healed me, but it didn't taste very. And so I segued into being a chef, but I kind of always kept my comedy roots because it's never taken a class with me. I try to make it really funny and entertaining. I sing song parodies because I think people learn better if they're entertained.
Chef AJ stands in our head too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I did on The Tonight Show. You can find it on my Chef AJ YouTube page with Johnny Carson. I actually stand on my head and play two flutes through my nose at the same time. Not an easy task. So you can check that out, Chef AJ and Johnny Carson, on my YouTube page from September 1st, 19th.
So then the book came, and that. How about, Ultimate Weight Loss? How did that all come about as well?
Yeah, well, so what happened is that my first book on process was written in 2010 and came out February 2nd, 2011. And I was still quite overweight. Even though I was eating an unprocessed diet, I had gotten rid of the oil and the sugar and the flour and the salt. But I was eating foods of a very high caloric density, foods like nuts, seeds, and avocado. And while they are certainly healthy, for somebody that's already overweight, they're not going to necessarily get you to be slim. And that's when I created my Ultimate Weight Loss Program, which I run online and have an annual conference in Las Vegas every Labor Day weekend, and just wrote a book about that a few months ago called The Secrets to Ultimate Weight Loss. And, the food is still really, really good. People think, how could something taste good without oil or salt or sugar? Well, have you ever eaten an apple? Because they taste pretty good and it doesn't have oil, salt, or sugar, or a sweet potato. So if you know how to make the food taste delicious, it's not about what it's missing that makes it taste delicious. But of course, people love sugar, fat, and salt. They're all addictive and they all make you eat more. So there's heck, I can hear you now.
Okay. So you there, Chef AJ?
I'm still here.
Yeah, where are you? You you're calling in from pretty far away, so I think we lost the connection for a minute.
What'd you say? I'm so
Can you, what I love about your book on process is the whole beginning part tells your history and how you got to that point. And then the rest is all these great recipes, like the hail to the kale.
Yes. Thank you. And the lasagna, that's probably one of my most popular recipes. Page 100, Chef AJ's disappearing lasagna. That and the hail to the kale and the perfect pesto for desserts. That's what people tell me are the favorite recipes.
And now you also do a Facebook Live. Is that still weekly? Because I both follow along.
I did 75 episodes live on Facebook, my Chef AJ page. I don't have a personal page. And I was doing these live videos. I did 75 of the episodes live, but now I'm doing them pre-recorded. And I still do lives occasionally, but every Wednesday I put up an episode. So now what I'm doing is I'm doing one recipe each week from my new book, The Secrets to Ultimate Weight Loss. And I have 117 recipes. So this could take me a couple of years, but you can still watch them all archived on my YouTube page. And the live ones where people actually interacted with me, in real time and asked me questions. And they were a lot of fun to do, really.
And it's fun to watch. Like I even tune in and try to catch one or two, try out the recipes.
Well, thank
you.
Anything can happen.
And
sometimes the technology didn't work so good live and people would complain, which is why we went to the taped format.
Exactly. It's happening with radio right now as you're fading in and out on us. I'm catching every other word.
Do you have a favorite recipe for you and your family?
From the new, my favorite? Yeah, that's tough. And I get asked that a lot because sometimes it depends on my mood and season. My favorite recipe to serve to company would probably be the disappearing lasagna because I've never had anybody not like it, whether they were omnivore, carnivore, junk food eater. So it's always rewarding when you can serve a meal that everybody's going to like. But for people that like maybe are a little bit healthier, more used to eating healthy food, I like doing, I love doing stacks, like layering things. Like I have these little tools called the Stackable Gourmet, and there are these like plastic squares and you can like layer food so that when you serve it, it's like striped.
Okay.
I love doing things like that. I have a recipe called the cauliflower sweet potato risotto where I use two different colors sweet potatoes and I have this risotto in the middle. And it's fun to plate food like that because people eat with their eyes. And when food is really pretty, I think they expect it to be delicious, especially if it tastes good.
I definitely agree there, right? Pretty food means yummy food.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you say the V word, people turn their nose up before they even try it.
Right. And I think
that's why it's so, you're right. That's why I think if you see something like lasagna, well, that's not a V word. It's the L word.
Exactly.
So, things like that. Or things like tacos. Like last night, the jackfruit Instant Pot recipe I made, the orange stuff, that looked like, I've never had pork, Jewish, but it looked like what people call pulled pork or carnitas. And you could serve that to regular people. I don't think they would know it's not meat. You could give them taco shells and all the fillings. So I wouldn't even tell them it's vegan. I just would just tell them it's good. Mm-hmm. And then maybe a year later say, oh, by the way, that was vegan. Because I do think people have predisposed, they feel like it's not going to be good if it's vegan,
right,
or something. Because maybe they had a bad experience with some tofu,
Now, do you think that's the biggest trick to helping people transition is to make the food relatable to what they've had and enjoyed in the past?
I think it depends on what their diet is, but if they have been eating a pretty much standard American diet, I think at first that's always a good thing, is to give them their favorites, but in a healthier format. Because now you can do omelets. I mean, they make omelets at restaurants out of lentils that look like omelets. So if you can give people what the taste they're used to, but think about it. It's not so much that people love, you know, eating a pig's butt. Most people don't eat raw meat or boiled meat. People like sugar, fat, and salt. So I think if you could make the food taste good, they'll eat it, even if it's made of plants instead of, you know, meat. I mean, I've never had this thing called the Impossible Burger, but apparently there's this burger that bleeds and that looks like meat. And if that's what people need to transition, hey, I'm all for these things. But people still need to eat fruits and vegetables. And that's the biggest problem, is that even vegans aren't eating fruits and vegetables. You know, I'll get asked to speak at these veg fests, and there's nothing I can eat because it's just donuts and ice cream. You know, there's no fruits and vegetables. So I would say that everyone, whether they're vegan or not, really needs to start eating a little bit more fruits and vegetables.
Because exactly.
If you do that, then your taste, your palate changes, and you'll enjoy those foods.
Because people don't get off of those transition foods. Those fake items are supposed to be designed to transition you off of the meat and eventually add more vegetables and fruit into
exactly.
it. But the problem is people don't add the extra back in. But AJ, I wanted you touched on the Instapot and the air fryer. Now, probably some of our listeners don't know what they are. Could you give us a little?
Okay, sure. So these are tools that make your life easier. Now, I don't think everybody has to have an air fryer, but I could argue that everybody needs a pressure cooker. And my favorite brand happens to be Instant Pot. It has a stainless steel insert. If you go to their website, instantpot.com, and use my initials, AJ, the company will give you $10 off. What a pressure cooker is it's the opposite of a slow cooker. So a slow cooker cooks foods over a long period of time, 6 to 8 hours at low temperature. A pressure cooker cooks foods very quickly at high temperature, 249 degrees instead of 212. So things like beans that could take you 2.5 hours to cook on the stove could take you 10 to 20 minutes in the pressure cooker. So you save so much money when you buy things like beans and rice in bulk. So a pressure cooker can cook beans. It can cook all the grains like rice or whatever grains you eat. It can cook steel-cut oats in 5 minutes. Artichokes in 7 minutes, corn on the cob in 3 minutes, soups and stews and chilies in under 10. And so when people say, well, I eat healthy, but I don't have enough time. Well, if you get a pressure cooker, you have enough time. You get home from work, you put the stuff in, you push the button, it's electric, so you can leave the house, go walk your dog, go to the gym, come back, take a bath, and your dinner's ready. And
I think it's the best invention ever,
it
pressure
cooker.
It doesn't
heat up the kitchen.
I have a pressure cooker as well, Chef AJ. I have a pressure cooker at home, we make a ton of food in our pressure cooker. I think it's healthier. It's quick.
Isn't it great? I actually have four.
She has a travel one.
Do you have one for each dish you're making?
The travel one is fantastic.
The travel one.
The travel one? They have one?
Uh-huh.
All right, hook it up. Let's go. I need a travel one.
We cook, you know, certain things like zucchini, for example, I wouldn't recommend cooking in a pressure cooker. It'll cook, turn to mush. But sturdier vegetables like greens that we eat almost every day in my family, it'll do great in the pressure cooker. So, oh my God, mashed potatoes, you know, episode 55 of Weight Loss Wednesday, where I show you how to make mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. You know, you put in a 4-pound bag of mashed potatoes in 12 minutes, you know, boom. So I love the pressure cooker. I really do use it every day. I'm very new to the air fryer. I've only had it about a year. It was actually a birthday present. But since I don't eat oil, and since I like my food really crisp, like my French fries, what an air fryer is, it's like a convection oven, but it's really small. And so you can get the food done in like 20 minutes, and it makes just delicious, crispy foods. For people especially that don't like vegetables yet, putting them in the air fryer, whether it's cauliflower or mushrooms, I don't know what the air fryer does to these vegetables. I guess it roasts them in a way, but it makes them taste absolutely
Everybody likes
delicious.
Fried foods.
So, you know, and we're talking $200 here. You know, we're not talking thousands. You can get Instant Pots. I've seen them on sale for as low as $69. And I've seen air fryers, you know, at Walmart for $69. So I'm not asking people to spend thousands of dollars, but, you know, a couple hundred dollars, you can really make this food easy and delicious.
Chenna, can we do samosas in the air fryer?
I think you can. Let's, you know what? I'm going to try that.
We're going to try it.
I'm going to try it.
We're going to try it for next show.
Chef AJ, one thing, I was just skimming through your book. I love the fact of how you're educating the consumer about vegan. And I think one thing I have to say I think is really cool about the vegan community is that you're teaching people about what is in your meal and the benefits of each ingredient in your meal. And I think a lot of people across the board don't have that opportunity to know what they're eating or what's in their food. So I appreciate what you're doing in your book and just, you know, teaching us all.
Thank you.
As well.
I think it's important to know because, you know, your health is really your greatest wealth.
Right.
And people don't realize, but, you know, what you eat is who you are. I mean, every cell in your body is what you ate the last, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years of your life.
Right,
and,
I agree.
And even though we may not get the disease right away, if people really just understood that the connection of the food and their health and how they look and how they feel, I think maybe they would eat maybe differently, some people anyway.
Well, you know, Chef AJ, Chef Christopher lost 120 pounds 5 years ago, mm-hmm. changed into plant-based eating.
That's amazing.
I
hear stories like that all the time, and I bet he feels better, and I bet people tell him he looks better, too.
Oh, yeah, significantly.
My husband was on the board of diabetes recently, and he changed to plant-based. He's changed his diet entirely. I mean, even some of the stuff I have to cook at home, and he's lost weight.
No more buttered chicken?
Yeah, he was like, Chetna, you and I have to do like an Indian vegan podcast about like lifestyle changes, how it really does work. It truly, truly, I'm a big believer in it, that's for sure.
That's fantastic.
So, Chef AJ, can you tell everybody where they can find you all? Now, I know you just have the page because I tried to tag you today and it wouldn't let me tag the page.
Well, on Instagram and Twitter, I go by The Real Chef AJ, but Facebook and YouTube, just my name, Chef AJ. No personal page, just professional. My website is eatunprocessed.com. Sign up for my mailing list. We don't spam you. Just send out things like fun videos and get 6 great recipes. And if you're in Vegas in Labor Day weekend, we have our live Ultimate Weight Loss Conference that we have every Labor Day. I'll be speaking at Vegetarian Summer Fest in a couple of weeks. And, you know, I go to Veg Fest every now and then. I know I'm doing Portland this year and Spokane and whoever else invites me, I'm there.
And then your YouTube channel as well, all your videos are on there?
Yeah, all my videos, if you subscribe to YouTube, we send them to you. I put up one a week, at least one recipe a week.
And so what's next for?
Well, it's just, probably another book, because, you know, it's funny, when you write one, then you get the urge to write another one. It's like people that have kids, you have one, and then you think, oh, I'm never going to do this again, and then, hey, you know what, I think I'll do this again.
So how do you bring comedy into this whole aspect of it? Like, what's a good vegan joke?
You know, a good vegan joke. Oh, how do you know if somebody's vegan?
Oh.
Don't worry, they'll tell you. Yeah, so that's one, you know. If vegetarians eat vegetables, what do humanitarians eat? But I'll be here all week. Hopefully my jokes are funnier than that, because usually, you know, I know that I'm going to be... like a set. So, yeah. Oh, but you can watch my comedy even on my YouTube page. I have a few of the performances.
Well, that's great. Well, we're so happy that you were able to call in and make time for us and share your recipe, and we're enjoying it in studio. And we took the show vegan. I don't know if you know the host and the co-host, and I'm one of the crew, but they're on vacation, so I decided to go vegan.
It's pirate radio.
Nice. Thank you.
We want shirts that say hail to the kale.
Thank you.
Yeah, we need shirts that say hail to the kale. Michelle from Herbivore, get on that.
Yeah, right. When you're in Portland for the Veg Fest, meet with Michelle.
And get hail to the kale
shirts. Hail to the kale t-shirts.
Absolutely. I love her t-shirts. I actually just opened my own little store on Cafe Press, a Chef AJ store, with some of my little logos on it, like where I have pictures of myself pointing, saying, don't even think about it. It's for people that are, you know, thinking of eating crap food. It's like a little reminder not to, you know, don't even think about it.
Oh, that's great. But yeah, I think the whole point of the show was to bring about awareness and, you know, healthy eating, vegan, and kind of, you know, hand in hand, compassion and kindness is something that we all need, you know, to work on.
Absolutely. Look good, feel good.
Exactly.
I agree.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you.
And have a great summer.
My pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Chef.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
So now that we have our air fryer and our Instapot, I guess we better find something to put in them.
So we're going to the farmer markets. So we just want to talk a little bit about some local markets, since we're talking about vegetables and where you can, you know, buy some local organic produce. Fridays mornings, we have Ventnor Farmer Market in Ventnor, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Saturday mornings, we have Brigantine in Brigantine, New Jersey, starting at 8 a.m.
It's a big one. A lot of vendors, half a dozen or more farms, a couple trucks.
And also, at a lot of these markets, they're doing less waste, so you no need to bring any plastics. You bring your reusable...
Your own containers.
Cloth bag, your own containers. A lot of places will do paper bags for you.
Okay.
But it kind of goes hand in hand with environment stuff, so that we're not using plastics. And if you're going to Brigantine, you can bring any plastic bags you have, because they're saving to get a Trek bench for their park. So when they submit so many tons of plastic dry cleaning bags, grocery bags, like your ShopRite bags, they...
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they have a grant for that. So they're working on that. What else during the week? There's Galloway Market.
Yeah, Galloway, Collingswood, Burlington County.
So Burlington on Saturday mornings also at the Agriculture Center. You can find Farmer Market there. They have fresh baked wood-fired bread. They have food trucks.
Yum.
Yeah, the food, the bread is delicious. They have the wood fire stove right out there. They do cooking demos as well there at the market, and they're free for you to attend while you're there. What else? All right, so that's all around town for the farmer markets. And so we're just trying to bring more awareness into, like Chetna said, eating healthy. And a lot of people are doing it to change their diet because they've been told they have diabetes or they have high blood pressure or heart disease. And so they found that, you know, eating plant-based, adding more vegetables into your diet is only going to help it. The antioxidants, the phytochemicals, those kind of things that are in all your greens. And, you know, and like Michelle said, teaching children as well, you know, healthy school lunches. That would be a great book. That she's going to do. That she's going
to
do as well.
I think it needs to start young so that it just goes through into adulthood as well.
And speaking of that, well, there are a few kids summer camps that are around. Atlantic Cape in Mays Landing, New Jersey, the Culinary Academy, they have a children's workshop that they're doing, a summer camp for kids. Camden County College, Camden County Technical High School is also doing a summer program for kids that runs this summer. You can pick which week you would like to attend. To train kids to, you know, teach them how to cook. Burlington County Agriculture Center, they also do cooking classes for adults in the evening.
I know that one place, what's it called? Sur La Table?
Yep.
That they do a lot of like kids, like a whole week kids camp as well for cooking.
So they're from...
Get them in the kitchen. That's the key.
From North Jersey to the shore, you're pretty much covered. You know, between farmer markets and cooking classes... and then all our guests that were on today too, like their social media, and go on there, ask questions. And as what, Chetna, you have a question for her?
Well, no, I was just going to say, like, one of the things we talked about today was, you know, more, not just more approachable, but more flavorful. And right. One of the ways to do that is to add a lot of spices. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, what you do and how you can get more flavor into vegan food?
I think, so what I do is I'll take Indian foods and we simplify the whole process. That's what my blog, my whole premise is, to make Indian food more accessible for the everyday cook. And I think spices are a big bonus as well. Turmeric, cumin, coriander, I think they make things flavorful. And I think if you can make Indian food into a vegan option. And I think the key is, of course, as Michelle and Chef AJ were saying, just having the right seasonings and the right flavors as well. Letting people know that you can eat healthy and have it taste delicious. And I think Chef AJ made a great point about how she makes it as beautiful as she can. Because we really do eat with our eyes first. And we know every time we go to a restaurant, the first thing is, you know, is it pretty? Okay, I'll try it. And I think that's a good thing to have as well. So I think in Indian food, what I do is make it fun, make it delicious, tasty, and people will try it, and people won't be as intimidated to try good-looking, tasty food.
Well, speaking of good-looking, we have Chef Barbie Marshall on the line. Hello, Chef Barbie.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Things going. My wife went vegan this week, right?
Look, we went vegan, so.
We're hardcore vegan today.
Yeah, so
awesome.
What's going on with you? What's going on in Philly?
So we had a couple weeks break, but while we were on break, I went to the 2018 Great Chefs event and at the Philly Naval Yard. And there were some changes this year that I feel like everybody should be aware of for next year because they're actually pretty cool. So they changed it from a nighttime event to a daytime event. It started at 12:30 for general admission. All the chefs and new chefs and old chefs were there. But now it's more family friendly and kid friendly, so you can bring kids up to 12. I think don't have to pay the price of the ticket. There's an outdoor beer garden. That's the most significant change, I think, is that, you know, you can add, it is the charity for Alex's Lemonade to Fight Childhood Cancer. And now, you know, you're seeing a lot more kids going there and supporting that cause. We had chefs like Michael Chimaruski there. Since we're on the vegan kick, Greg Vernick from Philly was there. There were actually a lot of vegan dishes there that were delicious. Adam Perry Lang actually made a tribe cheesesteak, which isn't vegan. Alice Garnaschelli, Jose Garces, Katia Fushima was there. Just, I mean, it's like the who's who's of chefs in Philly event. And now you can add kids to it.
Wow, that is a huge change. I volunteered for many years. This is my first year not going. And that's a huge change. That's wonderful.
Isn't it?
Wow.
As Chef Barbie, I love that lemon dress you had on. That was adorable. I loved it.
Yes. My roommate bought that for me last year. And when I found out that I was going to be covering, I was like, I know exactly what I'm going to wear.
That was awesome.
My lemon dress.
Right.
And it was just like a big hit for him. Actually, my roommate works for Daniel Stern over at R2L, and he had just started, and I was talking to Chef Stern, and I told him, you mentioned the dress, and so he later saw my roommate at work and was like, you pick out a very nice, what did he call it, a sundress? And my roommate just looked at him like, what? And then was like, oh! So, pretty hilarious.
Wow.
But yeah, as chefs, I feel like we should always wear dresses with food on them because it's kind of fun if you wear dresses. I'm not saying that everybody has to wear dresses, but if you're gonna wear a dress and it has food on it and be a chef, I think it just gives you extra cool points.
And you're going to a lemon.
I know, Alex's lemon stand, right?
You have to wear a lemon dress. Cool.
You get brownie points for that.
Right.
That's awesome.
Alex's
right.
Lemonade.
And that's Mark Vetri's event.
Great.
Okay.
Yes, Mark Vetri's.
And what
at Urban Outfitters.
So same location, just they moved it to daytime.
Well, it's same location, mm-hmm. just a different time. So everything has just remained the same. You know, the chefs, some of the same chefs come every year, which we're just always excited to see them, but they're always getting new chefs. Not all the time chefs can't make it, but, you know, it's nice to have the rotation of the chefs, and it's not like chefs from all over the country. There have been chefs from all over the world at that event. So it's really, really, really a good time to go out for a charity and then support a really good cause.
It does. It does support a great cause.
And get to see as many chefs as possible in one building.
That's great. Well, we have to wrap up here. We're at the end of the show here, so we appreciate you calling in, and it's always great to hear from you. It looks like you guys will be back July 15th, I think, is when Derek comes back. So we will hopefully I'll see you soon.
All right. See you soon.
Take care.
Well, let's just go around and last introductions.
I'm Chef Chris.
I'm Chetna with the Spice Culture blog.
Instagram?
Oh, yes. I'm at Instagram at CM Spice Culture and also on Facebook at Chetna Macon.
And I'm Chef Christina Martin. I own Cooking to Nourish. You can find Cooking to Nourish page on Facebook. You can find me at Chef Christina on Instagram and Twitter. If you have any vegan or plant-based questions, please feel free to reach out. And I think we're going to our end of our show with a joke by Derek Tim Jr.
Hello, everybody. My name is Derek Tim Jr. I hope you have a good commercial on Small Bites Radio. I have a little joke for you today. Why did Marvin throw the clock out the window? Because he wanted to see time fly. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow.